Iraqi weather forecast, clouds and sun, humid today, high near 89 degrees. There's just something about the size of business signs that keeps showing up on the agendas for the Racine City Plan Commission. But instead of being at Regency Mall, where new sign standards still have yet to be finalized, there's a new scenario that's cropped up. The electronic price sign for the BP gas station at 1975 State Street. It needs to be moved because it is currently in the right-of-way for the road's reconstruction. But owner Ted Jimenez is being told it also has to be smaller, 15 feet maximum height, by amended ordinance.
I understand it's not up to code or whatever, current code. But again, we never ever discussed replacing our sign. And if that's what I need to do, then I can get you quotes for it and we can talk about it again. But that wasn't in our original agreement. All he ever told us was we had to move the sign. I don't know where the 15-foot thing came in.
Assistant City Planner Jill Johannick noted she was not involved in the talks to compensate the owner in reference to the land and the signage with the road project, but the sign ordinance was indeed amended. Commissioner Mario Martinez wondered, well, what was the big deal about the sign? He thought the current one looked pretty good.
I understand he's been compensated and that kind of thing for the adjustment, but I mean, I would think that we can or should maybe make some exceptions, only because, for one, he's been in business for as long as he has. I know it's a pretty stable place. I've been through there quite a few times, and I know that in scenarios like that, it's kind of difficult for business owners. I'm a business owner myself, and I would have an issue with that.
The sign issue deferred so that all available documents regarding compensation components can be looked at, and maybe some compromise found regarding a new sign as it relates to the amended ordinance. The first tenant in Caledonia's new DeBack Farms Business Park along the interstate between 4 Mile and Adams Road is going to be Norco Manufacturing, which is currently in Raymond. Site work has been underway for a while now, a formal ceremony taking place this morning. Business Park itself encompasses 187 acres. Project owner and developer, Wispark LLC, longtime development arm of Wisconsin Energy Corporation. Norco's 133,000-square-foot building costing about $8 million. Work has started at Kenosha's Dream Playground site in Petsky Park to remove that flawed rubberized flooring, which led to the venue's closure back in March, and a lengthy process to not only remedy the problem, but also deal with accountability. Blumels out of Greenfield, the only bidder on the project, began to pull up the surface yesterday. City closed the all-inclusive playground after the original surface failed safety test, and there is still no word on when it might reopen. Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin, this is the political season, they have very different views on handling a projected $939 million transportation funding shortfall. This according to a new Marquette University Law School poll. Director Charles Franklin says voters asked about the state perhaps raising taxes and fees to pay for current road projects or cut spending or borrow more money like the last time.
Republicans, a solid majority, 55%, would rather cut road construction than increase taxes. And a minority, just 25%, would support increased taxes, and a small 8% would borrow.
He said Democrats heavily supported finding ways to increase revenue, just 18% backing plans to cut current projects, 12% in supports of new borrowing. And more long-term detours to start Monday for the Milwaukee County Zoo Interchange Project. The ramp from eastbound 94 to I-41 US 45 northbound is going to be closing for reconstruction and will not reopen, at least not expected to, until the spring of next year. Detours will be posted, the state DOT urging people plan extra travel time in adjusting to the changes. The Racine Loan Board of Review is meeting today at City Hall. The agenda includes a closed session about an $800,000 home loan that was made about 20 years ago to Main Lake LLC on a project which has now been deemed uncollectible. And the Racine Affirmative Action and Human Rights Commission agenda for their 4:30 p.m. meeting this afternoon at City Hall. That includes a closed session, interview, and maybe consideration of an affirmative action officer candidate. An open session would follow to take action regarding the recommendation. A request into the Racine City Plan Commission to amend the current zoning code and to allow a tattoo parlor at 2501 Douglas Avenue, which is a B1 designation, but as an accessory to a cafe or a coffee shop, it got support of the group based on a staff recommendation. Deputy City Development Director Matt Sadowski explained there's precedent to consider with a previously approved tattoo business allowed in the B1 as a conditional use.
Plan Commission did allow a tattoo establishment to go in as a conditional use permit in a B1 zoning district. The hiccup here is that the ordinance has not been modified to make that, to codify that within the B1 district. And so right now, the B1 district still does not list specifically or blatantly the tattoo establishment as a permitted use.
The only discussion, a question about discretionary authority raised by Commissioner Ann Brodick, which would continue. The recommendation to the full council is to prepare an ordinance amendment and to hold a public hearing before any change can be made. A swearing-in ceremony held at the Kenosha County Courthouse to welcome new Judge Jody Meyer. She replaces the late Judge Michael Wilk, a who's who of the judiciary and criminal justice system in attendance. Meyer chosen by Governor Walker to fill out the rest of Wilk's term. She then would have to decide whether to run for the job in April of 2017. During her comments, Judge Meyer said that she will attempt to continue Judge Wilk's legacy in her day-to-day handling of court cases. And the city of Oakland out in California getting a new sports arena. Not for a pro football, baseball, or basketball team, but rather a developer planning a 1,000-seat arena dedicated to esports. It's a growing phenomenon that features fans cheering on video gamers playing for big prize money. An SUV that was found virtually submerged before 5:30 a.m. in a retention pond near the Meyer store in Kenosha, south of 75th Street at Green Bay Road. It's believed to have been stolen and dumped there by whoever took it, either late last night or early this morning. One of the store's supply vendors notified a manager about headlights coming from the water. That prompted the fire department to respond and put at least one member into the pond in a wetsuit to check for anybody inside the vehicle. Nobody was found or in a search around the pond itself. Then county divers did some checking under the surface. Also found nothing. The SUV was eventually pulled from the water. One significant problem from what occurred, though, is that gasoline leaked into the pond, which prompted notification to the DNR and the Water and Wastewater Utility. Well, on the heels of the Caledonia Village Board rejecting a DOT suggestion for a roundabout at 5 Mile Road and Highway 38, during which the suggestion of slower speeds on 38 got mentioned just a few times, the Public Works Committee is now asking the police chief, Dan Warren, have his officers show themselves a little more often along that well-traveled stretch of road. In fact, Trustee Lee Wishaw, weeks ago at that same board meeting, said he got a DOT official to admit to a slower speed that maybe might reduce some of the crashes.
And we went back and forth for probably an hour on that issue, and the DOT person grudgingly finally admitted that, yeah, if we slowed down the traffic to 40 or 45, it would probably take care of most of these issues. Plus, there's maybe two or three hills on fairly sharp turns. Maybe we level those out a little bit, and that would probably take care of the issue.
Trustee Jim Dobbs, who's a retired Racine police officer, chairs the Public Works panel. He noted that the public believes speed factors into traffic crashes. Chief Warren urged to especially monitor the Highway 38 intersections of 4 and 5 Mile roads, as well as Brooks Road. A Little League team from Kenosha needs to win tomorrow afternoon to advance to a regional championship and a chance to become the first team from Wisconsin to play in the big tournament at Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The Kenosha 12-year-olds lost, though, to Bowling Green last night in a Great Lakes regional matchup. Next comes the winner of the game between Michigan-Essexville and Ohio Westside. A loss for Kenosha would end their season. The game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, scheduled to be on ESPN2. Macy's announcing today it will close 100 stores nationwide while releasing second quarter sales and earnings that actually beat expectations. Earnings 54 cents a share on revenue of more than $5.8 billion. The news sent the price of Macy's stock up nearly 15% before the market even opened. But sales have been down of late in general, and the shuttering of stores is set to begin early next year. Macy's not releasing the list of stores that it will close, but nearly all have suffered a steady decline in sales and profitability. The Manitowoc Company says that more than 500 jobs will be lost in Wisconsin when it moves its crane manufacturing operations out of the state beginning this year. Full closure expected by the middle of 2017. Company has not provided details on whether the 528 affected workers will be offered jobs in Shady Grove, Pennsylvania. That's where the manufacturing work will be moved. CVS rolling out its own payment app for mobile phones, the app to bundle prescription pickup and payments, along with access to the drugstore chain's loyalty program. The app is going to be usable at any CVS location, some 9,600 nationwide. That, of course, includes Racine, Kenosha, and Metro Milwaukee. The family of the late Olin Arrington Jr. says they are humbled by the decision to name the new Bradford High School Stadium for him, but his son says they're not upset also by the effort to convince the Kenosha School Board to name the facility for Mary D. Bradford. That was recommended by an ad hoc committee. David Arrington says his family only learned about the suggestion that his father get the honor a few months ago, and they're not concerned about this movement that's going on to get the school board membership to change its mind.
I think that Kenosha has a wonderful community of people that they feel a certain way, And I'm quite sure that this is a big issue because for a very long time, the community has yearned for a stadium that represents Bradford.
The school board voting 3-2 during a special meeting Tuesday night to name the stadium for Arrington, the board's first African-American member. And we told you yesterday about 1624 Yount Street in Racine being the targeted location now for a veterans housing project involving the creation of tiny houses by Veterans Outreach Wisconsin. Also want to tell you today about a fundraising car motorcycle show scheduled in connection with that. It'll be at noon Saturday, August the 27th at the Wits End Bar on Highway G in Caledonia. A $3 donation to attend for the general public. The agency that administers the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program in Racine County on a contractual basis is going to be moving September 1st from its current location near Uptown to the Dennis Cornwolf Service Center on Taylor Avenue, which is also home to the county's Human Services Department. A news release pointing out that the Energy Help Program gets more than 30,000 requests a year for both energy and emergency-related assistance. Moving into the Cornwolf building will aid the county with integrating services and improving program accessibility. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program phone number 262-633-6000. The future of bicycle and pedestrian routes in the Racine area going to be the subject of another meeting next Wednesday, August 17th at Festival Hall. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with what's going to be talked about.
The meeting is the next step in the development of a bike and pedestrian master plan for the city of Racine and the villages of Elmwood Park and Wind Point. The City Health Department and the Wisconsin Bike Federation began the process of creating a master plan last year, which has included a tour of current trails by a group of bike riders and a meeting last October that drew input from more than 70 community members. Draft recommendations will be available for review at next Wednesday's meeting. There will also be a chance to interact with advisory council members who want to hear about routes currently being used for biking as well as barriers to cycling or cycling destinations. Plans to link the Racine area with established bike lanes and trails in other communities are also being formulated. The meeting on the City of Racine Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan will run from 5 to 8 p.m. with a formal presentation scheduled for 5:30. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And after winning the Democratic nomination for the 1st Congressional District, candidate Ryan Solon reached out to House Speaker Paul Ryan and his campaign requesting a debate, but says he has yet to hear from anybody. Solon believes that a public debate is essential to American political campaigning and in his news release says he offered the Ryan campaign a choice of a date, time, and location, just as long as it's before the start of the next session of Congress. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.